Hey guys, Coach Christy here, coming to you on this beautiful day, March 1st, 2018. I'm in central Iowa still today, but this Saturday I head to Australia for 3 weeks. So that's going to be interesting. But what I wanted to talk to you about today is something that I learned in 2005. In 2006. In 2006, I spent 6 months on the tour team with Pirelli Natural Horsemanship, traveling all over the country, helping to set up and tear down and run retail at various cities all over the country as Pat and Linda traveled around to spread the word on Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. And while I was doing that, I had the privilege to keep my horse Maxie with me while I was on campus. So we would often, travel out to a tour stop, spend, anywhere from 3 to 7 days on the road, and then come back to the ranch and have several days of, office catch up and helping out in any other department that we were able to. And during that time was when I was only missing 4 tasks from what then was level 3 and what's more like level 4 now. And those 4 tasks were finesse tasks that was a sequence that was the canter half pass to the rail, flying change, go around the rail, canter half pass, to the rail, flying change. And I had been trying to hash out those 4 tasks for over a year. I'd passed everything else in my level 3. It was the only thing keeping me from being able to apply to get to be a Pirelli professional. And it was just driving me crazy. Well, it was towards the end of the summer, and we were getting ready to make the move from Colorado back to Florida. And while on the tour team, I was working, 8 to 10 hours a day, and never really finished work before 5 o'clock at night. And this would have been in September, October, and in Florida by that time, it would be getting dark and probably wasn't going to have a lot of time for horsey things. So I started making arrangements for Maxie to go home. And there were a couple of important components to that event in my life and in my journey. The first part of that event was that I have never, ever shipped my horses with anyone else. They always come with me. If we're going anywhere, we go together. The other important part of that event was that I had been away from home for well over a year. And year and a half, really. And the only piece of home that I felt like I had with me was Maxie. And now I was getting ready to send her home. And so it really got my, emotions churning and my brain churning. And it got to be a few days before I was getting ready to basically hand her over to a student I barely knew who was going to get her as close to home as Kansas City. And then Shane was going to come and pick her up from there. And I started thinking about a few things. Mainly what I started thinking was, what if I never get to see her again, right? What if something happens to her? Or what if something happens to me? And that today's interaction is the last time we ever get to play with each other. And it was the first time ever in our journey together that I was able to really go to her and say to her with my actions and with my thoughts, what could I do to make this the best possible day for you ever, right? And given Maxie's horsenality, right, she's left brain introvert, which means she can be difficult to motivate, not particularly, ready to do a lot of things. Most folks would assume that all she'd want to do is go eat grass. And for a good long while, that is what she wanted to do. I just hopped on her bareback and tied the rope around with the halter. And we spent a lot of time moseying around, just eating patches of grass all over the ranch. And then for whatever reason, she looked up and seemed to have the notion to want to go somewhere at the canter. And so I opened that door and said, sure, if you want to canter over there, that would be fine. And she was kind of looking to her left as that happened. And then all of a sudden, something to her right caught her attention, and she looked to the right. And so I looked to the right, changed my hips, and what do you think happened? A flying lead change. For a beautiful one. It was sweet and smooth and nice. No, cross-firing, which was what our biggest challenge had been up to that point. She was ready. She wanted to. I stayed out of her way, and it happened with almost no effort at all. And it was a huge blinding flash of the obvious for me that if I can go to her and meet her needs, then my needs won't be met. And I need to be able to meet her needs with no other agenda other than to meet her needs. I think often when we go to play with our horses, we have our list of tasks, which is good because it gives you direction. It helps you not to just flounder around and have no real purpose together. Excuse me. But when I go out with my list of tasks, instead of having a set of expectations on whether or not we will achieve those tasks, I try to go out first with a priority of, what can I do for you today that would cause you to want to do these things with me? And those strategies are all really mostly inside of the horsenality strategies that we get from Pirelli Natural Horsemanship. But also, I go with a desire to meet my horse's needs and a trust, a faith that when I meet her needs with some efficiency, with some elegance, with some empathy, that she will then ask me, what would I like to do? And then when we proceed together, it is effortless. So the moral of the story is, ask not what your horse can do for you today, but what you can do for your horse. And have a little faith that if you do that well enough, she'll meet you in return. I hope that helps you guys a little bit today as you contemplate getting out there and playing with your horses. That's what I'm going to do right now. So go and make it a great day, guys. I hope to talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.